3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg and Mombela 24, Rustenburg 27 degrees.
Bedford View is where we've got the issues. There's a crash on the N3 south near Van Buren Road, and adding to the queuing traffic, we've got delays on the N12 R24 west. That's on both routes towards Galoolies.
Government says it's actively engaged in discussions to prevent over 3,000 job losses at ArcelorMittal. The steel manufacturer cited slow economic growth and high energy and logistics costs as some of the reasons for the retrenchments. Employment and Labour Minister Noma Kosazana-Mith met with management in Funabel Park today.
We had a very fruitful discussion. It was our first meeting. We can't say conclusively now we've got a solution. We are joining other attempts and interventions and talks by government as led by the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition.
She acknowledged the valid reasons for the job cuts, but emphasized the government's commitment to assisting the steel manufacturer.
I can't be a doomsayer and say it is inevitable that jobs will be lost. It is for that reason that we are trying to come together. And I appreciated the commitment from the CEO and his team to engage and see how best we can intervene as government as a whole to avert the situation. So there is hope.
EZF Tswane says it's waiting for a decision from National Treasury on its plan to blacklist Edwin Tsodi. This follows a disputed 295 million rand tender awarded back in 2019 for the Rooivaal wastewater treatment plant upgrades. Tsodi's company, Blackhead Consulting, failed to complete the project, leading to contract termination. Now, onto one of the biggest news stories of the day. A man has been arrested during a takedown operation in Midrand. Police are currently on the scene of the resident, where thousands of images and videos depicting child abuse have been found. Here's police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
Takedown operation is currently underway in Midrand, leading to the arrest of a 35-year-old suspect for possession, accessing, downloading and distribution of child pornography, as well as possession of drugs. Thousands of images and videos depicting child pornography were found on scene.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Social Development says it remains worried about the long queues at SASSA offices despite efforts to address the issue. The committee's chairperson, Bridget Masango, briefed the media yesterday, saying SASSA's queue management systems implemented over the years are not achieving the desired results.
It is very risky for especially older persons and persons with disabilities who you find standing there, some of them in very bad weather.
And finally, two Swedish table tennis enthusiasts known as the Spin Duo have set a new record for the longest table tennis rally. How long did it last? 13 hours, 37 minutes and 6 seconds. The record-breaking rally required unwavering focus even as the players multitasked. Technical support also monitored the rally. I'm Chanel Sipman het vir die hoofnuus. Die regering sê hy is aktief betrokke by gesprekke om meer as 3000 werksverliese by ArcelorMittal te voorkom.
And with that, Chanel September steps into her weekend. Ons is net 'n klein bietjie jaloers. No, we're not at all. Thanks, Chanel, for the details on Jacka News. You'll find it on our website. Hit the news tab at jackarandfm.com. Coming up this hour, yeah, we're going to be making somebody happy, giving a place in the final Nut Dakar Rally competition.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it, you went home. You're in your pants, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for, you mean well but aim low. And I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid.